Blog Talk Radio.
Where my allergies? Can some of y'all run down here to the front real quick? I gotta know who's in the building. Where my allergies? I need y'all to run down here. Come on, let me see you.
Thank you.
And I'd like to say good afternoon, everyone, and thanking Evangelist Renee for that prayer. Praise God. Amen. Woof, God is good. And thanking Pastor for that selection and for obeying the Spirit of God. You know, God is truly good all the time, and all the time God is good. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Pastor. Amen.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Pastor. Brothers and sisters, you have to recognize where you need to be. Now, let me take my time and say this. I'll get into a review. God has already chosen you. In other words, what are you waiting for? Go ahead on and accept this calling, the purpose that's on your life, and say, Lord, thank you for choosing me before the foundation of the world. I wasn't there in the spirit, in the mind, but I was there in the spirit, and now I'm there in the spirit because I recognize your word. I see what you're saying, Lord. I understand it now that I've been with you all along, and it's all coming to fruition. See, the more you get into the Lord, the more you're going to see this thing come to fruition, man.
Thank you so much. Amen.
Lord told me you had a scripture to share, and that was it. Hallelujah. Well, hey, brothers and sisters, we're going to get into the review. Anybody have anything to say? I want you all to feel free. Please feel free to engage.
Yeah.
Y'all know Pastor now. We'll move this thing on. But we're talking about being led by the Spirit. And we're going to go in reverse. I thank Pastor for filling in last week. Today she did. And also Friday, I think it was. So I want to start with some scriptures she shared from the lesson and from the previous lesson. And I want to hear from the Messenger Bible this morning. Evangelist Sharon, are you able to read this morning?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, let's start with 1 John 4 and 1 through 4.
Okay. 1 John 4, 1 through 4. Okay. In the King James, it reads as follows. Get my glasses. Okay. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, my dear friends, don't believe everything you hear. Carefully weigh and examine what people tell you. Not everyone who talks about God comes from God. There are a lot of lying preachers loose in the world. Here's how you test for the genuine Spirit of God. Everyone who confesses openly his faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came as an actual flesh and blood person, comes from God and belongs to God. And everyone who refuses to confess faith in Jesus has nothing in common with God. This is the spirit of Antichrist that you heard was coming. Well, here it is, sooner than we thought. My dear children, you come from God and belong to God. You have already won a big victory over those false teachers, for the spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world. These people belong to Christ's denying world. They talk the world's language and the world eats it up. But we come from God and belong to God. Anyone who knows God understands us and listens. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Have any comment on it? Anyone have any comments on it before we move forward?
Yes, yes. As the word here says that we who believe are children of God. That's what it's telling us. And that we have to try the Spirit by the Spirit, because there's so many different spirits out there today. So we need to allow the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost to guide us. And he's going to guide us into truth, just like Pastor just opened up when he said he was led by the Spirit to have Evangelist Renee to pray. So that's how we have to be. We have to be led by God's Spirit. I love this part in the Message Bible where he says, my dear children, you come from God and belong to God. All right now. So we have the victory. For the Spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world. Know that. Know that. Know that the Spirit in us, that Holy Ghost in us, is far stronger than anything. He didn't say some things. He said anything in the world. Amen, yes. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Anyone else? I noticed one thing we said this week that still kind of sticks with me. And I guess it jumps out. Do not believe. Do not believe. Do not believe. That keeps jumping out at me. Do not, because there's some people that's real convincing out here.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that have idols. There's people that you respect. I said, do not believe. Don't believe.
Amen.
See, that's touching to me. I don't know about to you guys, but I mean, there's some people you go like, well, Lord, he said, do not believe it.
Yeah.
Well, Lord, what I'm going to do? He said, you're going to try the Spirit by the Spirit. Now, how do you do that? Well, I'm glad you asked. You try the Spirit by the Spirit. So you got to try that word by the word. See, you got to have a common denominator. You got to have something that will overrule and super rule, which is the word of God.
Yeah.
You got to, somebody help me out here. When you're on a jury, or when you are being on trial, or when you're being tested through the court system, I think they say something like, you have a jury of your own peers or something like that. It goes something like that,
yes.
Evangelist Sharon, where,
yes,
where you're allowed to have a jury based on your own peers or something. Something like that.
Yes. Yes.
Well, how you going to try the Spirit by any spirit? So let's be honest here. Let's be fair. If we're going to try the Spirit, what you going to try it by? Another spirit, which happens be the word of God. Remember John 6:63? That's right. You just can't believe everything folks say, people. They'll tell you a word. Now, I'm not talking about that off-the-wall stuff or something. I'm talking about when people be putting the word of God before you. That's trying the spirit. I'm not talking about because somebody said something. That don't mean nothing to me. I don't even listen to that garbage. Boom, mm-hmm. right to the garbage. Boom, right to the trash. Mm-hmm. Boom, right to the dumpster. But now when they all come right. with word, when they come with scripture, baby, it's going to get tried here. I'm finna try this.
Yeah.
I'll make sure I understand what you're talking about. And the only way I'm going to believe that is I'm going to have to line it up with the word of God. Because that's how you
that's
try
right.
the spirit. The spirit. See, they
that's
got a scripture
right.
and you try that. Pastor said something Friday. No, it's not arguing, people. It's not being argumentative. It's trying the spirit by the spirit.
Amen.
Remember we
Amen.
Said that? Because we have the mind of Christ according to 2 Corinthians, or 1 Corinthians
yeah.
2. We have the mind of Christ. So we can do that. That's how we're going to do
Amen.
That. We're going to take the word of God because somebody said this scripture means this and that scripture. No, no, no. Hold it, honey. Hold it. Wait a minute. I'm going to see what
All
the
right.
word of God have that scripture.
That's right.
She ain't trying to debate this other old, well, he's just supposed to be first lady in the church. He's supposed to have this. And is it okay? See, I could far less care about that garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
okay.
concerned about the word of God. That's where I got to live at. That's where
okay.
I got to abide at, is in his word. So God just don't want you just taking every word to come forth. No.
Mm-hmm.
No. He wants you to try
yeah.
it.
That's right. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That
hallelujah.
Way, we shouldn't believe everything we hear just because someone says it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Somebody have a bad message. Boy, I listened to the radio this morning coming from the job. Man, I just, boom, all these different spiritual program, supposed to be Christian program, whatever. And there was so much stuff being inspired. But wait a minute. Let me see what the word of God say about this.
All right. Yeah, say that.
Somebody talking in the book of Joshua, and then they're going to say, well, then, just like Joshua, the people listen to him, y'all need to listen to us leaders. The devil is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to the word
hey.
Of God.
That's right.
I should take those people across Jordan. Our job is to give people eternal life. I ain't trying to lead nobody. All I'm trying to do is introduce you to the word of God and tell you what it thus says the Lord. And hopefully the spirit of God will get in you enough to say, read this and let me tell you which way to go. I declare, brothers and sisters, there's only one way. And Christ is that way. You won't get to the Father unless you go through him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, the Antichrist is out here. What that means is there's a lot of people opposes Christ's teaching. They love Jesus. They love Jesus. But
All
when
right.
it comes to no, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I get See, that becomes my argument because of 2 Corinthians 5:17. I mean, God opened that up to me, and I thank him. Therefore, based on the fact that I don't look at Jesus like I used to, none of that stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. Therefore, if any man be
That's
in
right.
Christ, he is a new creation. See, old things are passed away. You can't keep dealing with the old stuff. You got to start dealing with the new stuff. And people want to keep bondage to that old stuff. That's why they keep on bringing up the Old Testament, because they want you to stay familiar with it. That's what Satan does. He uses that.
Yeah.
Same stuff he tried to use on Jesus over there in Matthew 4. He didn't have the new stuff. Listen, brother, sister, you got the new stuff. Try that spirit. See if it's what God's talking about today. See if it's relevant to today. Because he said old things are passed away. So why are you going to bring old things into the future? Preach, preach. I'm trying to do the best I can.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If he said it passed away, let it pass. Why you keep trying to stuff it down people's throats and tell them, oh, you got to do this. This is what they did in Joshua. Man, praise God for Joshua. Mighty man of God. I ain't taking nothing from him. But hey, I'm in Christ.
Hallelujah. Me
I'm
too.
In Christ.
Amen. Yeah.
I mean, Joshua could only praise this day for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hallelujah.
He came before the crucifixion. We came after. He became.
Right.
He came before the resurrection. We came after the resurrection. Got to see that.
Yeah.
He came. He came with the first law.
Yeah.
We came second law.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why it's important to try the Spirit by the Spirit. So when people giving you scriptures, take notes. Hey, I'll get right
okay.
back with you. I need prayer about this. I need to check this out. Because I ain't just finna believe everything I hear. So y'all might not heard 1 John, but when Pastor went over it Friday, I said, what? The Spirit said, yeah, don't believe every spirit. Don't believe
them. That's right. Amen.
Oh, no, I saw my big word, but. So I know right then when I saw but, I better pay attention now. Because it's going to be the function at the time now.
Yeah,
and when he
said,
I, the spirits, and it had an S on it, whether they are of, you know, you got spirits out here who try to cast out devils. You know that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they be trying to cast out devils. And they ain't powerful enough. Like the seventh son of Stephen. Jesus we know, Paul, who are you? You can't handle this, son. You need to back it down.
Mm-hmm.
But they're sons that will imitate Christ. That's why they call them Antichrist. They really opposes Christ's teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling everybody on this broadcast, you need to. Well, I can't overemphasize and impress the importance of teaching people about Christ.
Yeah.
That's what they longed over 2,000 years ago, and some people still haven't got the message yet. Because they're not trying to. They're trying what they feel. They're trying what they think. They emotionally. I know Jesus saved me. Hey, anybody say Jesus didn't save you? Ain't nobody. I'm talking about trying the Spirit. By the Spirit.
Amen.
That's all you want. Because you want to know if what they saying, if it's solid enough for you to stand on. If it's enough substance in it for you to carry on those Christian walk. That's period. That's why you're doing that. And God give you the power to do that. He gives you the strength to do that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
The next scripture I wanted to look at was actually over in 1 John, right there is 2 and 19, if you read that. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would not doubting have continued with us. But they went out, they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy Ghost, and ye know all things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible. They left us. They were never really with us. if they had been, they would have stuck it out with us, loyal to the end. In leaving, they showed their true colors, showed they never did belong. But you belong. The Holy One anointed you, and you all know it. Amen, amen.
See, that's where they came from. They went out.
Mm-hmm.
They got a little bit and went out and started, which a lot of people do today. These are spirits. I want y'all to see this now.
Mm-hmm.
And you see what they're talking about? They're talking about spirits that you need to try. He said, you know, at first, mm-hmm. hey, they was hanging out with us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said
yeah.
they went out from us, so to go out from us, they had to be with us at some point in time. So
that's
they were
right.
learning, they were hearing sermons that they was hearing. They was hearing, you know, I don't know, declaration. They was hearing testimonies. They was repeating what Jesus had taught them, and they was hearing this stuff. They knew
yeah.
that if you believe in the Word of God, that you could go out and cast devils out. They believe that kind of
yeah.
stuff. But they
mm-hmm.
went out with the intention. See, these are corrupt spirits. These are, they were liars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At
yeah.
the end of the day, they didn't love Christ. They love the
That's
ideal.
Right.
Can I
Come
say
on.
This one again? They love the
yeah.
ideal. But when it
yeah.
came to who Christ, they deny that. No. Man, I don't have to believe in Christ Jesus.
Mm.
I believe in Jesus Christ. They never want to leave that place.
Have
See,
mercy.
They're not ready for revelation knowledge of this. Yeah.
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 Share with is actually in 1 John
okay.
3:23 and 24. So do 3rd chapter, 1 John 3:23-24. See, I want y'all to see that why they was telling them to try these spirits. Because
mm-hmm.
they realized that some had went out and they was imitating God. And put a period right there, too. Let me tell you this. There are some people who've been on this broadcast, left this broadcast preaching and preaching people a lie, telling people lies. Yeah, they done went out among us. But I'm going to tell you, sister, whatever, I don't know your opinion of me and at this point, yes, it matters. But then by the same token, I pray that your opinion is that you got the Word of God and you examine it with God and God determined or had you to determine what you're saying. I pray that's what's happening
right.
with you.
Yes.
And
yes.
I told you, even me as a man, I never told you that. Never.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
3,000 episodes. I guarantee you won't find me telling nobody. Believe in me.
All right.
I mean,
now.
I could even, like Paul said, you know, follow me as I follow Christ. But you know what? I tell you to follow the Word of God. That's what I tell you.
Yeah.
That's what I want you to do. I want you to get in that Word, man, and let the Word of God teach you. Because there's a lot of spirits out here. There's people who've been saved, and they're going to come against you because you saved. See, they left.
Mm-hmm.
They left.
Yes.
They may not tell you, but they left God. They had some dealing with God, and they left
him. Mm.
That
mercy.
Reason, it causing habit. And you're going to run into them if you haven't already. You will. And if they'll tell you the truth, say, you know what, yeah, man, them church people, and I probably agree with mine. I'm not above that. But by the same token, get into the Word of God.
That's
help
right.
Here.
That's
we
right.
Help. If you had that
yeah.
bad experience, help us so we can get some folks straight, so we can get them into their eternal life place.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for us, evangelist Sharon, Corinthians. I mean, I'm sorry, 1 John.
John.
Wow, Yeah, 1 John, if you will, 3 and
23 and 24. Thank you, Pastor. I have it. Okay. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. From the Message Bible. Again, this is God's command to believe in him, in his personally named Son, Jesus Christ. He told us to love each other in line with the original command. As we keep his commands, we live deeply and surely in him, and he lives in us. And this is how we experience his deep and abiding presence in us, by the Spirit he gave us. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. See, mature Christian, somebody that mature in a relationship, in other words, that's living in Christ, as he lives in us, we're living in him, he lives in us. Let me say that one more time, because I don't want anybody to miss this. It's very important right here. It's not a one-way street.
Amen.
Say that.
You live in him, and he's living in you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Because
if you live in him, when you get ready, you jump out. But when he lives in you, you're very careful, because it's just like a pregnant woman.
All right.
How you know you ain't never been pregnant? I watch enough of them to know they very careful when they got that baby up in them.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Amen.
Well, that's all the time, making sure that baby kicking every now and then. See, I've seen enough of this stuff that I know.
Yeah.
And when Christ is you, you making sure he kicking.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
But that's another point I'm going to make here, because when I read that, see, I get some other understanding here. I get the understanding that, especially when 24, that verse 24, that you're to believe in Christ, meaning you are committed to being in Christ. Secondly, you love the brothers and you sisters, and that's real important to you, because you love everybody, but especially the brothers and the sisters. And thirdly, live a upright, morally life.
Yeah.
Yes. The Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you why saying this, like, I'm taking my time, because Satan want to condemn you anyway.
Yes, he does.
But you know you're doing the best you can before God. Some of us in positions we don't want to be in. Some of us in conditions we don't want to be in. But because you are living the best you can, and you are determined that you be in Christ, God elevates you. He's taking you to another place.
Hallelujah.
But you're going to have to wait through this. And you have to do it on those three principles. That's what has to happen. You have to continue to believe. Because, see, your believing is going to propel, your life.
Yes.
And you will not be defined by what you've been, but what God have already called you to be. That's what you're going to be defined by. Now, why you say that? But I don't want those spirits attacking you to say, well, you ain't this and you ain't that because you done did this and you done did that. You ain't. See, you're not defined by what you did yesterday. Preacher.
Amen. Come on. Say that.
You're not defined by what you did last week, Pastor.
Say that.
Defined by what you did 5 years ago.
Hallelujah.
Do y'all really hear this today? Defined by that stuff. That's why anybody can get saved right now. I don't care what kind of lifestyle you had. You're not defined by that stuff.
Hallelujah.
Your faith is now. Now is faith. That becomes your right now.
Mm-hmm.
You got a family member. Tell them they can be defined right now. Preacher.
Right now.
So they ain't got to be left out there.
You run upon somebody,
they need Christ. Tell them that doesn't define who you are. Let it go. The faith is now. That's what the Bible said. Now is faith. The substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. Well, I know we really need to get into review. And this is part of it because it's trying the spirit.
Yeah.
And it's telling you protect yourself at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Stay covered with the blood. Plead the blood over your life. I walk around the house right in here. I'm pleading the blood of Christ right now. I'm pleading the blood of Jesus right now.
Hallelujah.
And I want every devil in hell to hear it.
Hallelujah.
I want to know this is a blood covered house right here.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
From the outhouse to the back is covered. So it's kind of hard to go anywhere with me and not the blood not cover you. Because I'm slapping it everywhere. Kitchen wall, dining room, living room.
Hallelujah.
You come up in here, the blood going to get you. You can cover here.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
There was a couple other scriptures that really touched me this week, but that was so profound that was said. And Monday we got started, and Psalm 61, 1 through 3, if you want to read that, Psalm 61. Yeah.
Read as follows in the King James. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, God, listen to me shout. Bend an ear to my prayer. When I'm far from anywhere, down to my last gasp, I call out, guide me up high rock mountain. You've always given me breathing room, a place to get away from it all, a lifetime pass to your safe house. Amen.
Yeah. What he's saying, lead me, Lord. You guide me.
Yeah.
I need you. Mm-hmm. See, sometimes while you sitting back, refusing to cry aloud. Say, David. David said, Lord, restore my soul. Because I know you're going to lead me. I know you're going to lead me in the path of righteousness. Because see, I watch you lead me by the still water. I know you will, Lord. Lead me. See, sometimes you just got to cry that thing out, man.
Amen.
Man, I mean, you the valleys and shadows of death, and you have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you ain't got to worry about nothing evil. You ain't got to worry about nothing evil. But I just want you to know where you at. You walking through the shadows and death and don't even know it.
Thank you, Lord.
Right there in the valley. You're in the valley. You're in the deep part. David called the shadow of death. He said, but you know what? I'm not going to fear no evil because I know you're with me. Let me tell you, brother, sister, if you receive the Holy Ghost, you know he in you. You know he's going to guide you.
Mm-hmm.
And them same enemies prepare the table.
Amen.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. The Bible say they shall soon be.
Mm-hmm.
I said that to somebody. They said, what, you wishing that on somebody? I said, no. I'm just trying to praise God. I don't need nothing in my way. Anything God that you cut out my way for me to see him, cut it, Lord. Cut it. Cut it.
Yes.
Turn it to the room.
Yeah.
See, I know people have different opinions about me, and it's okay because it really doesn't matter. I want you to have the right opinion about the Word of God. See, when you try new spirit, and I ain't going to let that thing that hinder me. No, because what's in me is greater than what's in that Word.
Yeah. Well,
what's in me is greater than what's in you. How about that one?
Amen.
Let me make it real plain. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to live for Christ. And if something going to hinder me, I said, Lord, cut it. Cut it to the root.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Psalms 5 and 8.
Psalms 5 and 8. And King James reads as follows. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hast hated all workers of iniquity. Amen. Let me read that one more time. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, you read 5 and 5. That's good. I need 5 and 8.
Praise God. And
Hallelujah.
I read it 2 times. I read it twice. Okay, Pastor.
It's okay.
Need me.
Somebody need this. You read from 5 down to 8 if you like to. Yeah, go ahead and do it. Do it, you evangelist.
Yeah. Thou shalt destroy them that speak of leasing the Lord. Will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Ooh, praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. From the Message Bible, ear boasters collapse in front of you. You shake your head over mischief maker. God destroys lie speaker, bloodthirsty and truth bender discuss you. And here I am. Your invited guest. It's incredible. I enter your house. Here I am, prostrate in your inner sanctum, waiting for direction to get me safely through enemy line. Amen.
Amen.
I know who that for. That's for somebody. That's strong, brother and sister.
Yeah,
that's strong.
So
yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And you waiting on God's leadership. And remember the scripture said before, you got to cry out and tell him, Lord, I'm waiting on your leadership. Lead me.
Yeah.
Get me safely through the enemy line. See, the enemy waiting on you. And whatever you're thinking,
yes,
don't worry
is.
About it, because God will lead you across the enemy line.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, lead me in your righteousness.
Yes, he will. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
something about the verse 8, but Evangelist Sharon had to read 5, and that's good. I'm glad you did, because see, a foolish shall not stand in sight.
Yeah,
that's right.
You got a lot of people right here tell you they know God like you know God, and they just foolish. God ain't even paying no attention. But it's just a matter of time. Just a matter
Amen.
Of time.
Amen.
It's James 4:10.
In James 4:10 in the King James, it reads as follows. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Get from the Message Bible. Get serious, really serious. Get down on your knees before the Master. It's the only way you'll get on your feet. Amen. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Thank you,
true.
Lord.
You got to go in and make the decision. You know what? Lord, I ain't playing with this. I'm serious about it. I'm going to enter into the straight gate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like what the Messenger Bible said. You know, yeah, get on your knees now. But, brother, so you need to go and make up your mind which way you're going to go.
Yeah.
And that can determine with me.
Mm-hmm.
You got to enter through the narrow gate. Remember, what was that scripture? Matthew 7:13-14. Let's read that.
Okay.
Matthew 7:13-14.
In King James, it reads as follows. Matthew 7:13-14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Amen. It says, few there be find it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. In the Message Bible, don't look for shortcuts to God. The market is flooded with surefire, easygoing formulas for a successful life that can be practiced in your spare time. Don't fall for that stuff, even though crowds of people do. The way to life, to God, is vigorous and requires total attention. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I understand, brothers and sisters. I told y'all before, I don't know how long ago, but see, God showed me that road, and there was so many folks out there, so many people doing their thing, and there was one little narrow way. It opened up, and God said, go up in there, and I went up in there. And he says, narrow gate. He says, I want you to enter right here. Because everybody ain't going to go through this. Everybody don't want truth. Just start with truth.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of roads out here that's going to lead to destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen.
Because it's so wide. Everybody got their own God. Everybody's trying to say the same thing. Brothers and sisters, it ain't that simple. I keep telling folks. They think it's that simple, but it's not. And then people you just say this is a simple prayer. And that's simple about your salvation. You're getting ready to go into a narrow gate. Everybody can't go in it. Very few folks find it. So if you see the thing open up, you need to jump and jump quickly.
What? Amen.
I'll tell people when you see it, go boogity, boogity, boogity. Get up in there, man. That's where you want to be.
Amen. Amen.
See, many gonna enter the wide gate.
Yeah.
But the narrow gate and the road that leads to life eternal is just very narrow, people.
Yes,
but there's
it
a
is.
Lot of other there's a lot of other roads out there. It's just full of trouble. And when you think about it, just think about it. That you know I was studying. I share this with you guys. The only way to have perfect peace is just to keep your mind on the Lord. If you can do because you got so many interference, so many outside interference, so many inside. A lot of the inside interference. And then like I told you the other day, a lot of this stuff starts with your own with yourself. Sometimes you become your biggest problem.
Amen.
Yeah. On the inside interference. That's where you need to be. Oh, wow, just keep your mind on the Lord, brother, sister.
Amen.
And only a few people it's going to find that narrow gate. So when you see it, run for it, stay in there. I mean, I see the day coming as the end gets closer. An hour won't be enough to do a review because I'm beginning to see a lot of people going to start commenting because they know that there are false preachers out here who smile just to get a dollar, who practice in all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, and how they living, they living by what they feel and what they think. And there's others that following that, and there's some who veer to the left and veer, and they're not going through the path. At the end of the day, brother and sister, all of us got to be baptized in the same spirit. And I'm going to say something because that was good. The Lord showed me too. That was one reason we get baptized by the Holy Spirit, because it's the same spirit that covered Mary. It's in us, and we all are one spirit. One spirit. So Jesus, that wasn't no accident what happened when the Holy Ghost shot of Mary, man. That was the Holy Spirit. And God wanted us to have the same experience, to shatter us. And then we get a new mindset, a new way of thinking, and our spirit get born again through the word of God. Just like Mary did. Mary said, be it unto me. Your word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God wanted that oneness to just flow and flow. It, man, when I look at this thing now, it's different. It's like, for God didn't leave a stone unturned. I'm telling you.
Amen.
Everything you see that you thought was symbolic, it wasn't. It has purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Anyway, anybody else have any comments, anything they'd like to share in the scripture this week to jump out at them? I know the reason I shared that evangelist Sharon read that scripture in Matthew's, I think it was Wednesday, she read Matthew 7:15, but that was just so awesome. Anybody else have anything they
want
to share?
Yes, Pastor. I just wanted to share. I like, I believe it's 1 John 4:1-4. But I like it in the Messenger because here in the world, everybody is fighting for power, the politicians and just everybody. We have all these, we go to school, we get all these accolades and more power. We want all the money. We want big houses, all power. But in the Messenger Bible, it says that the Spirit is more powerful than anything in the world. And it's something given to us freely. We don't have to spend hours and hours and studying and listening to this and listening to that. We get it directly from the source. So it just baffles me sometimes why we just don't come on it. It's free. It's given to us. You know, it's just a gift. It's so beautiful when you think about, like you said, The Lord didn't leave one stone unturned. Everything has a purpose, everything, whether we can see it or recognize it or not, which is not for us to see. We're just supposed to stand on the word of God. We're not supposed to question it. We're supposed to believe and have faith. So that's what makes it so beautiful. Amen.
Amen. Praise God, praise God. And I just want to piggyback on what Evangelist Sharon was saying. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us. And without it, I remember Pastor sharing that with us this week too. He's the only one that can lead us to Christ because He knows the way. So we have the Holy Spirit in order for us to be led to Christ. Now, we had a scripture that we read, which was Romans 8 and verse 16. If we could read that.
Yes, Pastor. Romans 8.
Yeah, 16.
And verse 16. Well, in James, it reads as follows. 8 and 16. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen.
Yeah. We are. That takes us right back to 1 John 4, verses 1 through 4, 1 through 6, because that's the Spirit, and we have to try the Spirit by the Spirit. We have to have God's Word. So you can't just be throwing anything out there. You got to have the Word of God, because that's our substance. So without it, you know, how are you going to try the Spirit by the Spirit? You can't. So from the Message Bible, it said God's Spirit touches our spirits and confirm who we really are. We know who He is, and we know who we are. Father and children. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That word is powerful. I mean, you meditate on that word day and night, you'll be walking according to God's word. Won't nobody have to tell you, because you'll know. And if any false witnesses or false spirits come up, you're going to know it right off the bat. You ain't even going to have to think twice about it, because the Word of God in you, the Spirit of God is in you. And so you'll be able to discern that. And we also read, 1 Corinthians. We read 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 16. And that 16th verse was letting us know that when we're trying the Spirit by the Spirit, we're not judging, even though, you know, it says that we're spiritual and that we can be judged, and we won't be judged of no man. So we'll read that. We'll read 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 14.
Okay. In the King James, it reads, "But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Amen. That means if you don't If you're not trying to buy the spirit, you don't have the spirit in you, and you haven't accepted it,
mm-hmm.
it's only foolishness. Because you can't discern it. You wouldn't know. No matter how many diplomas you have, how many years you've been to school, what doctorate degree you have. Yeah. If you don't believe and you don't try to buy the spirit, you can't discern.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Those degrees don't mean nothing. We need the Holy Ghost. So from the Message Bible, praise God, because the Holy Ghost going to teach us, and he teaches all things. I love it. He don't have teachers. He
right.
teaches all things. That's right. Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, God by his Spirit has brought it all out into the open before you. The Spirit, not content to flirt around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself? The same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he is giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus. And we're passing it on to you in the same firsthand personal way. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There is no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit. God's Spirit and our spirits in open communion, spiritually alive. We have access to everything God's Spirit. Oh, I like that. Let me start that again. We have access to everything God's Spirit is doing and can't be judged by unspiritual critics. See, that's the worldly people. It said, can't be judged by unspiritual critics. Isaiah's question, is there anyone around who knows God's Spirit? Anyone who knows what he's doing has been answered. God knows, and we have Christ's Spirit. Amen. So we just thank God for his word. And to be spiritual, we have to open up our hearts to the Word of God. See, because once it's in your heart, can't nobody take it from you. Once that Word is written there, can't nobody even think about taking it, because you have it, and that's what's important. So I would thank God.
And in your heart, can't nobody touch it. Once it's in the lining of getting them there. I want to say one other thing on that. Y'all was talking, and I know y'all ain't going to leave me out of this here.
I know, Pastor.
Saying that y'all read and said, but brothers and sisters, it goes right back to what we're talking about, trying the Spirit. And the way you do that is through the Word of God.
That's the only way.
So, forget about that worldly stuff. Just focus on if it's the Word. If it's the Word, wait a minute, I need to try this. And that other stuff, don't worry about it. Because, see, if they're not going to talk the Word, they're not talking spiritual.
That's right. Yeah.
That's when they're really natural. You got to see what I'm saying here. So, it's going to be foolishness. You talking Bible. And they talking about, I don't know, comparing things with the world, and you can't compare things with the world. You got to compare scriptures with scripture or spirit with spirit. So what spirit are you comparing?
Okay.
Word of
that's
God.
Fine.
That's what mm-hmm. you're doing.
Amen.
That's what our world is about. Our world is not about the world things or, you know, the foolish things. We ain't even focused there. Our focus is on the Word of God. That's where we're concerned because we're spiritual beings.
Amen. Mm.
That's what allows us, because we're in God's Word, because we have the mind of Christ. He instructed
yes,
us.
Yes.
And guess what he's going to do? He's going to instruct you based on scriptures, man.
That's right.
At the end of the day, it's all said and done. The Word of God has to be there.
Yeah.
Can't be based
mm-hmm.
on feeling. Well, I feel like this is okay, and I feel like that. Keep feeling. You're going to feel your way right into hell. That's what you're going to do.
Because
you don't have nothing to stand on. You don't have no substance.
Ooh.
And that's not your faith. Because, see, a lot of people think because they're standing on, they feeling, they're standing on faith. Wrong.
And wrong.
Come on, man. You're standing on your feelings. If everybody's standing on their feelings, see, so you got to have something else. You got to have some substance. And the Bible says faith is the substance, or faith is our substance anyway. The thing we hope, which happens to be the Word of God. If a person is not standing on the Word of God, they're not standing on faith. Just ask them, say, well, what scripture is that?
Amen.
That's what scripture it is. I tell you what, you wouldn't mess with evangelist Renee with that. She ain't finna hear it. She's gonna throw some word your way. But I ain't gonna do that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. She don't stand on feeling. She stands on the Word of God. Her healing is predicated on the Word of God, not what she feels.
Amen.
Yeah. We was talking Thursday, and this kind of goes right along with this scripture. We was talking Thursday how you're able to judge and try and so forth and so on, and how evangelist Renee listened to the doctor for a minute. She said, no. And then the nephew, her son, told Pastor, they talking about cutting her foot off. Pastor said, oh, no, We didn't think about it. We didn't talk about this here. Where Evangelist Renee had already made up in her mind she was going to stand on the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was, I'm healed. So she just stood right there. First Peter, Isaiah. I'm standing right here. By his stripes,
mm-hmm.
I'm healed. I don't care what the doctor said. How many degrees he got. They ain't cutting my foot off. And I know we talked about it first. Since this is the review, we talked about it Thursday, that gruesome foot she had. You got to see it, man. You can actually see not the veins, them other things up in there. Oh, Jesus. God. Oh, every time. Think about that thing. It's just.
Ooh. Ooh.
But anyway, God healed. I mean, you can actually see flesh.
Yes, that's it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The bad one.
It was But when you stand on the Word of God, it's bigger.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what you're going through. Hers was her foot. Mine was
mm-hmm.
a boss man. I don't know what yours is. It doesn't matter. But the Word of God is bigger than all of that stuff. He's bigger. Somebody dealing with some stuff. You got to know God bigger than that. You can't see it. You can't feel it. God bigger than that. He's bigger than that.
Yes.
And the enemy don't want you to think he is, but he's bigger than that. Whatever your problem, your situation is, I'm speaking it right now. He's bigger than that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Pastor. I had to get in there. Y'all couldn't just leave y'all out there without putting my dime or.
That's all right. Amen, amen. Yeah, Evangelist, man, I was talking about her foot. You know, and as I think about that, I guess we can't really blame that doctor to say cut it off because he didn't know. He didn't know. He ain't had no faith. He ain't had no idea. And I just thank God that the Holy Ghost just showed her, stand on the word, stand there. Stand there. And by her standing there, look at her foot today, you would not even know it looked it like that a couple of years ago with that hole in it. Amen. It had a hole in it, her whole heel. You know, yeah. I'm like, ooh, thank you, Lord. So I guess when I think back on it now, I guess I can't blame that poor doctor because he really didn't know. But I thank God for her faith. I thank God that she said, oh, no, I'm going to stand on this word. I don't care what y'all say. Praise God. And then God sent another doctor. And I'm sorry, Evangelist Renee, I'm going to tell it because you ain't telling. I'm going to tell it.
Tell it, Pastor.
Then it was another doctor, the wound care doctor came in and gave her options and told her, well, let's try this. And then if it don't work, then we'll go with that other option. But first of all, let's try this. And sure enough, she tried it and stuck it out. It was painful, but she didn't quit. She kept that faith. Every time that pain hit her, by his stripes I healed her. And her foot today don't even look like it had nothing wrong with it.
It works so just like that.
Yes.
You gotta see the picture before and after.
Yeah, that's right. I'm telling you.
That still got the picture.
Pastor saw a picture. Yeah, Pastor saw the picture. I saw the real thing. I was like, ooh, no, I don't want to see that no more. She was trying to show me. I said, no, I thank you, sis. I saw it that one time. That was enough for me.
That was enough.
Praise God. Every time think of Ms. Renee, I think about that commercial that said, you got the real deal. You got the, you know, you got the real deal. When you're standing on that faith, you got the real deal.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what, I don't know, this is a word for somebody, because a moment ago I was telling you, I'll just put it to you this way. Stand on that word, brothers. So whatever the situation, find a scripture and stand on it. Plain and simple. Mm-hmm. And that way you find the spirit, because folks will say, oh, this, that. Now, find your scripture and stand on it. And I don't care who it is, where they come from. You stand on that word, you're standing on your faith. But if you're standing on feelings, you're gonna hit the ground. I can tell
Amen.
You that, too. See, that's foolishness. Feeling is foolishness. Faith is the word of God.
Facts,
word of God. See, you got facts, foolishness. Foolishness is when you're not standing on the word of God. When you're standing on the word of God, I faith, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Who won't question the word of God?
Right.
See, and believe it or not, when you're standing on that word, that's bigger than you. That's bigger than your faith. That's bigger than what you know. It's already there. It's already been determined that if his word will be not turned unto him void, but it will accomplish what he set it out to do.
Yes, it will.
But the devil mad now. Y'all done went overtime about 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
I'd just like to say, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, I wouldn't have no foot. Because I was running to that doctor. And I thank God for his faith and his mercy. Lord, I thank him.
I thank him.
Mm-hmm. Can't listen to man. Gotta listen to our Father in heaven. Take it to him in prayer. He will work it out.
It is. Wow.
Yes,
those that got up as early, I hate it. They missed this here. They missed this. This is after hours here.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Renee, thank you so much for saying that.
That's right.
I knew you wasn't able to keep that seat too long. I knew it.
When you think about when you think about that foot and what no skin there, you see muscles. It was just horrible, and you would.
Yes, it was.
The optic nerve would say, "Oh no, that you might as well cut that off. That is not gonna heal."
Thank you, Jesus.
But with his faith, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Had I cut it off, I would have never known whether it would have healed or not.
That's
because it wouldn't have been there.
But being a believer, living in the grace of God.
Word. Somebody need to hear that. You know, God can get you out your mess if you're going to jump out. Just stand there and watch God move. Watch him.
Watch.
He'll do.
Yes. Amen.
Don't worry, Ben. Hey,
he'll do.
You would have never knew if you had had it cut off. Wow.
Yeah.
Good work.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thank you, Lord, for your prayers. Because prayer works. Without prayer, the devil would have got his head on me, and I'd have been like, "Oh, that machine is called a wound vac. Wound vac pulled the skin back together."
But
without that faith, that machine ain't gonna do that. That's impossible. No, nothing's impossible for God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Nothing is impossible for God. Yes.
And bring the skin back. Been some new skin, new skin.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
New skin.
Oh,
you
want
new skin?
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
You know, she just said, and I'm going to share this with those that may not know it. I'm part of a first responder. Or I'm part of that group, first responder. And I got my vaccine. And but the gentleman, he died. He didn't want to. I thought about what Renee just said. How you know unless you try?
You wouldn't have never known unless you tried.
Yeah.
So when you refuse to stand on the word, you'll never know. Only way you're going to do is find your scripture and stand on it. And then think about Evangelist Renee. It works. End of the conversation. Period.
That's right.
Period.
Faith works. Say amen.
Period.
That's right.
In school, when you put that period, that means you stop it right there. It works. Period.
That's right. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's why I feel like Evangelist Renee did. She told him, no, my faith is there, period. I'm standing on this word, period. Forget it. Y'all, I'm going back in another room. Go find somebody else to pray with.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for her. Thank God for all you guys.
Thank God for you.
Tomorrow for the word at noon.